Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, February 5th, 2019. Welcome to day 747. Federal prosecutors in New York requested interviews with Trump Organization executives. New York federal prosecutors are running at least two investigations into Trump-related entities. The first centers on Michael Cohen's possible campaign finance violations for the hush money payments made or organized to silence women who claimed they had affairs with Trump, and the second concerns the Trump Inaugural Committee. Trump's Inaugural Committee was ordered to turn over documents related to donations and spending following a subpoena by the Southern District of New York. Federal prosecutors are seeking all information about donors, vendors, contractors, bank accounts, and foreign contributors related to the Inaugural Committee, which raised a record $107 million, more than twice the amount raised to fund Obama's 2009 inaugural. Federal prosecutors are also seeking documents related to a Los Angeles venture capitalist, Imad Zuberi, who gave $900,000 to the committee through his private equity firm, Avenue Ventures, and once registered as a foreign agent working on behalf of the Sri Lankan government. The subpoena suggests that SDNY prosecutors are investigating crimes related to conspiracy to defraud the United States, mail fraud, false statements, wire fraud, and money laundering. The investigation is being led by the Public Corruption Unit of the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office and grew out of the probe into Michael Cohen's business dealings. Michael Cohen has since pleaded guilty to 8 charges and has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Sarah Huckabee Sanders claimed the Trump Inaugural Committee subpoena has nothing to do with the White House, as she deferred questions to the committee, which is a separate entity from the White House. Sanders also dismissed the notion that Trump is a common factor in his inner circle's legal issues, arguing instead that the common thread is a hysteria over the fact that this president became president. SDNY prosecutors, meanwhile, have been interviewing witnesses about foreign money flowing to 3 lobbying firms recruited by Paul Manafort to improve the image of the Russia-aligned president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, and this occurred 7 years ago. Mercury Public Affairs, the Podesta Group, and Skadden, ARPS, Slate, Mayer, and Flom are being scrutinized for representing foreign governments without registering as foreign agents. The case was originally referred by Mueller's investigation. And finally, Trump and Jared Kushner met with contractors at the White House to discuss building the border wall last week, despite senior Senate Republicans and members of the GOP leadership raising concerns about Trump bypassing Congress and using an emergency declaration to build the wall. Quote, "Listen closely to the State of the Union," Trump said when asked if he was ready to announce a national emergency. Trump will deliver his second State of the Union address tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can visit the main site for a little look at what you need to know. And in the notables, 1, the commander of U.S. Central Command was not consulted prior to Trump announcing that he planned to withdraw troops from Syria. 2, Trump's 4 trips to Mar-a-Lago in March and February of 2017 cost the government nearly $14 million. 3, the Trump Organization fired at least 18 undocumented workers from 5 golf courses following reports about the clubs employing workers without legal status. 4, the bipartisan group of senators are trying to limit Trump's existing authority to impose tariffs unilaterally on national security grounds. And 5, the Treasury Department plans to drag the expected Democratic request for Trump's tax returns into a series of legal arguments. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.